North Houston, it is time for y'all to stand up. I got the nerd in for the Bands of America North Houston Regional Championships. It's a lot of programs, a lot of really accomplished programs. This is going to be one of the most wide open, I have no idea who's going to win this contest type of contest. One of the most wide open contests you're probably going to see all season long here in the state of Texas. So which one of you is it going to be? Let's find out. Good morning again, Daniel Valdez again. It is a pleasure and honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Yes, these programs love competing against each other. Yes, there's a ton of accomplishments to go around. I have this entire schedule marked up. So I can't wait to share it with y'all. Let's get after this. If you want to watch the event online, boalive.tv, that is boalive.tv. You can watch this entire event. You can watch every Bands of America Regional, every single performance, including Grand Nationals. Get on there, get a pro pass. You can watch everything. Let's watch bands together. Live.txbands.com. This is very important. Live.txbands.com, because we are doing a full live blog for this, prelims and finals. My man Daniel Sacha is going to be over there in the stands. Live.txbands.com. He's going to blog the entire thing. My friends are the best, so he's going to knock that out. Make sure to share the positive commentary with your friends and family and your band directors and all that fun stuff. That's exactly what we want. That's what we've been doing for a whopping 17 years. Yes, yes, our live blog is a senior drum major in the band now. So we're really proud of that. Thank you all so much for sharing that amongst your friends and everything. So we really appreciate it. If you're going to go to the event, I highly recommend you buy your tickets in advance. Marching.musicforall.org. Buy your tickets for advance. Put them on your phone. That way it's an easy process getting into the stadium with the shortened times, with the 12-minute show times instead of the 15-minute show windows like we've had in the past. The prelims contest is very condensed. There's going to be a lot of people in the stands all at the same time. I've already said this twice on the previous podcast, so we won't have to do it after the September 30th or the October 1st deadline, so thank goodness. But everybody's going to be in the stands early, so get in there. Make sure you get your tickets or watch online, whatever you want to do. Cool. Without further ado, let's get after this. I'm going 3 for 3 here, so let's finish strong here. Welcome to the Nerdin. We are at the Bands of America Northeastern Regional Championship presented by Yamaha, September 30th, 2023, Wood Forest Bank Stadium in Shenandoah/The Woodland/Conroe, Texas. 27 programs competing, 12 are going to finals, one program's walking out of here with the North Houston Regional Championship. Let's pull up the schedule. Starting early, 7:36 a.m. Porter was at the 5A State Marching Contest in 2021. They're on at 7:36 a.m. 7:48, Cypress Woods was at the State Marching Contest for Conference 6A. I love that program. They play so well. 7:48, 8 a.m. Shot Foster was at the State Marching Contest for Conference 5A in 2021. They were also a regional finalist at the Katy Regional last year. A little bit of a surprise, but not from what I saw. They were fantastic. 8 a.m. Foster High School. Seven Lakes was at the State Marching Contest last year for Conference 6A. They're on at 8:12. Already we got heavy hitters. 8:24 is Cypress Ranch. 8:36 is James E. Taylor. Guess what? They were at the State Marching Contest last year. You're going to notice a pattern. You better start noticing it quick. 8:48, Clear Falls High School at 8:48. 9 a.m., Jordan High School. Pretty new program. Guess what? They were already a regional finalist here last year, so they're back again at 9 a.m., and then we take a break. We collect ourselves because I got more fantastic Houston programs coming back with the legendary at 9:36, the Stephen F. Austin Band. Stephen F. Austin, the Bulldog Band. They were at the State Marching Contest last year. They'll be on at 9:36. 9:48 is Klein Kane. 10 a.m. is Sandra Day O'Connor. They're actually out of the San Antonio area, the lone representative of the San Antonio area. So let's go, O'Connor. 10 a.m. College Station was a 5A. It was at the 5A State Marching Contest. They're on at 10:12. 10:24 a.m. Klein Oak High School at the State Marching Contest last year, Conference 6A. They were also a finalist here last year. So they're on at 10:24. 10:36 is College Park High School out of the Woodlands. Again, regional finalist here last year, State Marching Contest last year. So again, more accomplishments coming. 10:48 is Oak Ridge High School. Again, another program in the Houston area that just plays so very well. Guess what? State contest, regional finalist this year. Okay, cool. 10:48 a.m. 11 a.m. Guess what? It's Wiley East, man. I love that show last year. I can't wait to see what you guys do this year. They were at the state marching contest last year. They were regional finalists here this year. And in fact, they did the Prosper Regional last year and made finals over there too. So 11 a.m., Wiley East, Willis coming down at 11:12, and then that runs out the second block. And you're like, my goodness, he keeps saying the same things over and over and over again. Well, what do you want me to do? There's a bunch of awesome Houston programs that are here that keep making state marching contests, that keep making regional finals. One of them's walking out of here with this championship. Who's it going to be? But we got to get to the third block because at 12 p.m. at high noon, it is Cy Fair High School. Again, regional finalist, state marching contest last year. 12:12 p.m. Magnolia High School is coming down. 12:12 p.m. 12:24, my friends over at Dawson. Again, state marching contest, regional finalist here at 12:24. Obra D. Tompkins at 12:36. 12:48. A&M Consolidated. They were at the state marching contest, 5A conference state marching contest back in 2021. They're on at 12:48. Cypress Falls coming down at 1 p.m. Cypress Falls, 1 p.m., 1:12 p.m. Tomball Memorial was at the state marching contest last year for Conference 6A, 1:24. Churchill Fulshear was 5A state marching contest back in 2021, so they're back at 1:24. 1:36 p.m., Clearbrook High School, state marching contest, regional finalist, and then my friends, I don't say that as a pun, but I actually mean it, my friends over at Friendswood at 1:48 p.m., rounding out the contest. They were a finalist at 5A state marching contest in 2021. They were a regional finalist here last year. They're rounding out the contest at 1:48. Yes, these programs can play. Yes, these programs can move. Yes, these programs can drum. And yes, these programs can spin and dance. Again, the most wide open contest I think I've ever seen in the state of Texas, at least in recent memory. If you notice, there's a couple of programs that were here last year that usually come to this event that are not here. So that's going to open up a couple of finalist spots. Who's going to jump in? Who's going to make that one performance? Which one of these programs is going to have that one performance? And I always say this to marching members. You are always one performance away from creating a legacy for your entire program. Who's it going to be? Could be you. You just got to put in the work and perform. It's as simple as that. All you got to do, the door's right there. All you got to do is walk through it. But you got to put in the work first. Can't just walk. You got to put in the work, then walk. And then you go through the door, and then you end up at regional finals, and before you know it, you got all the accolades, and everybody's talking about you for the rest of your life. Awesome stuff. Who's going to win this? I don't know. I see the list, and I'm like, it could be six pro. I'm not even kidding you. There could be six programs that could easily win this contest. Easily. And there's plenty of programs that have a legitimate shot at getting into finals here. A lot of programs that you may not necessarily think that it's like, it's so wide open. I don't know how to explain it. This is a perfect opportunity for programs that are looking to take the next step in their marching program's history. That next step, it's one performance away. So these prelims performances are going to go down here at Wood Forest Bank Stadium on the 30th of September, this Saturday. This is going to be one of the most fantastic prelims you're ever going to see in your life. Cause I have this feeling that the Houston programs are just like, hey, I'm ready to take the step. I'm ready to put it on the line. I'm ready to win. I'm ready to go out there. I'm going to win my performance. And then we'll see where the chips fall. Always fantastic programs out here. Very well-rounded programs. You've seen the list. You know who these people are. They've been entertaining us for years. Which program's going to jump to finals? Which program's going to jump into the winner's circle this time? Who knows? But it's going down at Wood Forest Bank Stadium. I can't wait for this program to go down. Remember, live.txbands.com. It is prelims and finals live blog there. BOALive.tv. Watch the entire event online. If you're going to be at the event, marching.musicforall.org. Get your tickets. Get out there. Make sure you're taking care of yourselves. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Eating really, really healthy foods before the contest starts. And that applies to everybody, no matter if you're going to be performing or you're just going to be sitting in the stands. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself. You owe it to yourself. Plenty of accomplished programs there. Plenty of fantastic drum lines too. I would love to make it out to the Houston area a little bit more often just to hear the percussion sections. They're all really fantastic. I am done here. I will talk to you all very, very soon. Look for the Cherry On next week where we go ahead and review the contest. But this is a marathon as far as early season contest goes. 27 programs. They're all fantastic. Which one's getting in? The claim to fame's right there. Remember, one performance can cement your legacy for a lifetime. Let's go after it. Houston programs. I'm done here. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Take care. Adios. Bye-bye.